So the first substantive item on our agenda is criminal justice realignment funding, and I'm going to ask Judge Wesley and is Patrick Ballard here? Did I see him?
Yep.
Maybe if you wouldn't you mind presenting on this issue for us? These are pages 1 through 5 of your materials.
I think they'll be providing some.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be handing out some materials because there was a change.
There was a late call.
Sorry. Okay.
For some new information, and we'll update the information on the web to augment the materials that are being presented today.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm sorry we were late, but we were on the airplane for 4 hours. I didn't know it was that long a flight to get to San Francisco. Let me bring you some background and then bring you up to date on where we are. So for those of you that are not familiar with realignment, realignment started October of 2011. That's when we started doing the post-conviction community release cases. And at that time, the legislation came into effect in July. We really didn't have a lot of time to prepare to do these cases. So the trial court budget working group put together a subcommittee for realignment, and in 2011, the subcommittee reviewed the initial allocation that we got. The initial allocation that we got was $18.93 million, and that allocation included security money and education money, $1.149 in security money, $93,000 in education money. So we had $17,689,000 to distribute to the courts around the state. And we had to figure out how to do that. And the methodology that we used was we didn't have any statistics at that time. All we had was what the Department of Corrections gave us. So we used the number of parolees and parole revocation proceedings that were occurring in the various counties. And that was our base for starting in 2011. We distributed that money according to that. However, when we were doing this was July of 2012, we had only been doing it for a few months, and we really didn't have any statistics to go on. So we just used the figures that we had. In July of 2012, the Trial Court Budget Working Group, again, had a subcommittee looking at this. And in July of 2012, the subcommittee made a recommendation of that, and were asked to make a recommendation as to four issues. The money that had been distributed in 2011, 2012, should that unspent money be allocated to the courts that were projecting they were going to spend more than they got? Should the unspent 2011, 2012 funding be allocated to all of the courts? If so, on what basis? And then with regard to the July money that was coming in, which was $9.678 million, how are we going to distribute that? With respect to all of those things, the budget working group met and made recommendations. And the recommendations were as follows: for the 2012-13 year, unspent realignment funding should not be reallocated, as in 2011-2012, by June of 2012, those monies were counted in our reserves. And so they were already in everybody's reserve. They'd already been counted once. We didn't want to count them again. Any unspent realignment funding should not be swept from the court. We recommended that it remain with the court because they were all still setting up and preparing for parole hearings as well as the probation revocation proceedings that they were having on the community supervision people. Third, the question was how should we allocate funds because we didn't have any data. We had some extra funds. We thought we better prepare in case courts had a shortfall. So the recommendation of the committee was that we set aside $150,000 in case courts had a shortfall and we didn't give them enough money to handle the cases. Again, we didn't have any statistics. This was all guesswork because the caseloads hadn't been really determined at that point. And then because Penal Code Section 13155 required the Administrative Office of the Courts to collect statistics, the committee also recommended that we start collecting statistics so we could figure out a methodology for, in the future, distributing the money according to the workloads. That methodology is still in the works. We we had the committee, another subcommittee, came up with a format for collecting information from all of the courts. I don't think that that format was ever presented to the council for approval. It came from a different committee. It didn't come from our subcommittee. It came from another committee. And however, they did start collecting data. The trouble is that we're going from July of 2012 to July 2013 is our data collection period, and we haven't reached it yet. And so we're basically where we were last year, which is we don't have the stats to see what's happened. And to make that more complicated, we are doing post-community supervision cases, these post-release community supervision hearings on the violations. But now we're picking up, as of July 1st, parole hearings. So my guess is that the post-community supervision cases are going to go down and the parole hearings are going to go up. And at some point, we're going to have a mix, and it's going to be very hard to track these cases, at least for a while, until they level out. And it's very unpredictable, because if the governor has to release more prisoners, he'll put them on post-release community supervision. So we'll have a mix of parole hearings and post-release community supervision people all at the same time. And so that's what we're working on. We're trying to track all of those cases. In the meantime, we don't have the stats yet. And so we met as a group. All of the recommendations that were made from the 2011-12 and 2012-13 working groups were adopted by the Judicial Council. And so we did set aside $150,000. We did distribute the money according to the caseloads that were provided by the community, CDRC. And so that money was distributed, and everybody got some money. Did they get enough? We don't know yet. My guess is not enough for anybody. So now we're faced with the same issues. We've got the new budget coming, and we have some money left from the 12-13, and Patrick, come in anytime you want. But we had $150,000 originally. We've just received two requests for some of that money. But we're still going to have
about $137,000.
That's what I figured, yes. About $137,041 left after distributing some money to some courts, if you go along with that. So our recommendation is that that money remain, because we're still going to have a lot of uncertainties. And this way we can distribute all of the new money that we have for this year and just keep that reserve that we have in case somebody really runs into problems. I will tell you, I think it's a good idea. Secondly, what should we do with unspent realignment funds that were distributed again in 12-13? There's probably some left in some courts. However, they're still setting up for their parole hearings. Remember, we just started the parole hearings, so courts are just realizing what they're going to have to do. They had set up for community supervision hearings, but the parole hearings are another creature. And so I think they're still spending their money, and I don't think we'll know how much they need until we finish the tracking. And we're going to have two tracking mechanisms. Patrick will talk about those in a minute. Third, what methodology should be used to allocate the funding for 13-14? And fourth, what should be done if any additional funding is needed? How are we going to show that we need that additional funding? So those are the issues that are before the committee. With respect to each of those issues, as I said, we recommend that we keep the $150,000 we just received from two courts at our last meeting, a request for additional funds. One was from Mariposa County that did four petitions in 12-13, even though, as I said, we were looking at parole statistics. The CDRC said no parolees were released to those counties. However, they ended up with parolees. And so Mariposa did had four petitions. We looked at our chart that we had prepared last year for distribution, which should be attached. Have you got the new information?
It's actually the handout.
It's on the back of your handout?
Right on the back.
So we looked at another court that did four hearings, and that court, I believe, was Nevada. And so we used that formula for Mariposa and recommend that Mariposa get a distribution
of
about $5,100 using the methodology of $1,296 per case. And I will say that right after Mariposa, we got one from Trinity. We had already had our meeting. The Trinity's came in late, so we didn't get a chance to discuss it as a group. But Trinity provided information that they had done 6 petitions. If you look at your materials, if you look at that chart, you will find there is another court that did 6 petitions, San Benito. And so we use that methodology also. And again, using the same methodology, we have a recommendation that they get about $7,000. The exact figure should be
it's actually on your sheet.
It's
on the spreadsheet. It's also in the first page where it has the recommendation. And
it's the same. It's the same amount of money, which is
$7,776.
Right.
Which comes out to, like Judge Wesley said, $1,296 per petition.
Let me ask a question just relative to this. I think the first issue before us is, of that $150,000 that has had been held in reserve, it sounds like your subcommittee is recommending that some of that be allocated to Mariposa, and that would be in the tune of $5,183.
Correct.
And that $7,776 be allocated to Trinity from that $150,000 as well.
Exactly. Which would leave $137,041 in that account.
So can I ask just in terms of that particular issue, whether or not to allocate money to Mariposa and Trinity from that $150,000, whether there's any questions or discussion about that? Judge Boris?
I would so move.
Second.
Judge Boris moved. Judge Walsh seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. And then, as I understand it, the balance of that, which was in the to the tune of
$137,041.
Your recommendation is that that remain held in reserve.
That is correct.
To cover any unforeseen expenses in the next fiscal year.
Yes.
Judge Jake?
So I have one question on that. So looking at that table on the back of the handout, and this is moving forward a little bit, so bear with me. When you're looking at the proposed allocation for 13-14, there is not a proposal for Mariposa or Trinity to receive any funding.
That is correct.
And so I guess my question would be, if we still have $137,000 in that reserve, should we plan ahead and plan to allocate them half of, you know, following through the same methodology that ends up, but give some allocation to them in the coming year, since if we relied on corrections data in the first place, it turned out to be wrong, why not plan for that to be wrong in advance and allocate them?
I don't know if it was wrong. They might not have gotten any parolees. It might have been transferred from another county. And
right.
So to guess whether they're going to get any parolees this year, we have the money. If it turns out that they start doing petitions, they can request it, because the recommendation of the committee is going to be that we distribute only the half of this and relook at it in December. And so if in December they've done some hearings, we could give them additional money. So I would not want to do that at this time. And I will tell you, I know these figures are wrong and we'd be guessing. I can tell you from my own experience, we got funded for 1,942 petitions in Los Angeles. We, as of June of this year, we've done 8,041. By my calculations, if I were to use the same figures that we're using here, that's $10,421,000 that I'd need to be whole. So I know that these figures are going to be toyed with in the future. I think that we're going to have to look at what courts are doing. But I would suggest to you that right now we don't have adequate data to do that. And that's why the recommendation of the committee is going to be to distribute half the money and until we have adequate information, and distribute the second half of the money when we have a formula for it. Let me go to the other issues that are before us, if you want to.
Let me call the question on the issue of the remaining $137,000 being held in reserve. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Judge Roddy beat you to it. I mean, Mike Roddy beat
you
to it.
Second.
Who was the second? Judge Boris was the second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Judge Wesley?
The second recommendation is that the court should retain any unspent 2012-2013 realignment funding. I think all the courts, by the time we get done with this, are going to be short. And I would suspect that a lot of courts are still trying to figure out how they're going to handle the parole hearings and going to try to figure out what their volume is going to be, because I don't think anybody knows. And again, there's so many uncertainties to this, because if the governor has to release another 30,000 prisoners, then we're all going to see an increase in the number of cases we're doing, as well as the fact that the Department of Corrections has now said that they're not going to do probable cause hearings. They're not going to do flash incarcerations, strike that. They're not going to do flash incarcerations, which mean we could do another 100,000 hearings. So there's so many variances in this that I would recommend, and I think the committee, we talked about this, would recommend that any unspent realignment funding remain with the courts. They're going to need it.
Move approval.
Judge Walsh second. Moves. Who was the second?
Second.
Judge Slough. Any discussion on that issue? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
As I said, the third issue was what are we going to do with the $9.223 million that we're getting this year for realignment? As I've indicated, there is a source of collecting data, as well as you're going to see in recommendation number four, we think we can get information from Phoenix that will give us expenditures. So we'll have expenditure information, and plus we'll have caseload information from the matrix that we're setting up to collect that information.
From the Office of Criminal Justice.
That's what it was. The Office of Criminal Justice
Court Services
set up the matrix for us to collect the information. And I know Judge Cousins worked on that, and Alan Carlson worked on that to create a system for gathering the information that we need. And I haven't actually seen that final product, although I understand it's done, and so it will be coming to this group for approval. But we'll be gathering that information, and we should have that information. So that goes with the third recommendation, and that is let's initially allocate half of the money so that we have money to work with while we're gathering the information, and then hold the rest until we have the data from the 13155 methodology and the Phoenix input. And
that's something I think that probably will have to be taken up by the subcommittee, because we are working on, we could do a work breakdown structure with WBS, or also there could be other things such as the PACT, create a PACT for this. So that'd be something that we would work with the subcommittee to decide on what route to take.
So as we stand now, the recommendation is that we distribute half of it and hold the other half until we have figures, which we think we'll have in December. I will tell you that both the 11-12 and 12-13 subcommittees that presented on this both recommended that we wouldn't have any sufficient data until at the end of 2013, because we knew that we were going to be having changing caseloads and data collection was going to be difficult. And so we had anticipated this.
Judge Walsh?
Question. Rough and dirty, it looks like the distribution so far is at about $1,300 per hearing and statewide, and that seems to be close to what you used for Mariposa. But that doesn't include L.A.'s huge difference in that. Going forward, do you think the funding would be statewide hearings statewide available money divided by hearings, or are you looking at time spent, actual costs, or what?
You know, if you do time spent, it depends on if you have a fast bench officer or a slow bench officer.
Right.
And so that's not a true study. And I think the caseload and plus the expenditures is the best methodology to go with. I will tell you this. I'm not worried about – I told you that there's probably a shortfall for Los Angeles, but we're doing the hearings right now. My guess is that every county is going to, when they finally get their stats, going to be underfunded for realignment, that we didn't get enough money. We never thought we got enough money for realignment. And so when we have something to present, we will seek. And I think another item on our agenda later on is a budget change proposal to be submitted as at a minimum a placeholder until we get some statistics to show that all the courts are underfunded for realignment. So I do think that the methodology that we're using now is probably the best one we're going to have, but I guess the subcommittee is going to look at that after we start getting the information in. So, again, our recommendation would be that we allocate half of the money and then look at it again after we have all the data collected, and I would say in December, hopefully have something to present to this group and to the Judicial Council with this group's approval as to how the money should be allocated.
I'd move to allocate as recommended.
And I'll second the motion.
There was Judge Began, was that you? Judge Slough moved, Judge Began seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. And the last is that in order to really figure out how much courts are spending on this and whether we're not funded properly, we have to do a study that includes post-release community supervision and parole hearings. And again, we'll probably have 6 months worth of data on the parole hearings by December. And so we'll have quarterly reporting periods. We'll try to gather up that information and get it to everybody. The committee will have to meet on those once we get them. So the recommendation is that we gather up the information and report back to you. I think it was in December we talked about, Patrick.
Yes,
am I correct?
Yes.
In December.
Questions? Motion?
So moved.
David Yamasaki moves.
Second.
Mike Planet. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, and I think that is all we have for you today.
Yes,
is there anything else?
No, thank you, Patrick and Judge Wesley.
Thank you.
Thank you.